Blog Talk Radio.
That song was going to cut off so abruptly. That was Gloria Gaynor, and I Will Survive. Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to Delicious Talk Radio. This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. Here on Delicious Talk Radio, we discuss topics of sexual nature, but not limited to social topics such as relationships, current affairs, and just good old adult conversations. We don't discuss religion or politics. We also have the most fascinating guests of Blog Talk Radio on our show. Of course, this couldn't be done without my great co-hosts and you, my listening audience. We are here to entertain. You might even learn a thing or two. We do appreciate how you guys participate by asking your questions and making comments. Please continue to support the number one Blog Talk Radio station, Delicious Talk Radio. Spread the word. Let your friends know how we're here every Wednesday at our new time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for your listening pleasure. Tonight's show is rated M for the mature listener audience. You know our shows are definitely rated M for mature 18 and over. The topic tonight that we're going to be discussing is, are internet relationships fulfilling and long-lasting? But without further ado, I really would like to bring in my co-host. I see you out there, Jay, Terry, and JB. JB is one of my old guest co-host. So welcome back, JB. Hello, Jade and Terry. How you girls doing this evening?
I'm good, well, beautiful. How are you?
How are you? Hi, Jade.
Hi, Miss Terry.
Jade.
Yes,
how are you doing, Gail?
I'm doing fantastic, darling. My birthday was fabulous. You know, everything's good. Everything's really good. I didn't get to travel like I thought I was going to be traveling, because generally I go somewhere on my birthday every year, but lately I haven't been doing that. But in spite of all that, it was a beautiful day, and, you know, just by me waking up on my 66th birthday was a blessing in itself. And hopefully I will live to see 166 more.
Yes, hallelujah.
You know, because life is good, even though we get thrown curveballs every now and again, you know, but life is good, and I have to really be appreciative because so many good things have happened to me in my life, you know, in spite of the bad things. And trust me, the good outweigh the bad. So I am truly blessed, and, you know, with friends like you, people that I've met on Facebook and, you know, different social sites. And, you know, I do appreciate all the love that was sent to me on my birthday. I really do. I had a wonderful, wonderful day. With that being said, the topic tonight is, well, this comes from an old show that I did back in 2013, but it was, I forgot the title of it then, but it's basically from an old show that I did because I had been watching so many, programs such as, you know, crime stories and different things of the sort. And, people are hooking up on these social media sites like Facebook or eHarmony, Black Planet, and, you know, all these different social media places where they're meeting people. And, there are horror stories behind some of them, then there are good stories behind some of them. You know, I've even had a few horror stories myself, you know. But you live and learn, and, you know, you learn to be a little bit more precautious the next time around, you know, because things happen for a reason, and we all go through our little trials and tribulations, and, you know, it's just something that needs to be addressed, because they had these two young ladies that had met this guy on a chat line, and he was out of the country. She was a young girl too, and he managed to fly her to where some country over there, overseas. And the parents found out, but they're having a problem getting her back, you know. So she's over there talking about she's in love with this guy, this, that, whatever, whatever. But, you know, you have to be very careful because some, you know, young ladies met guys on the internet and they never lived to let anybody know what had happened to them. You know, we had a guy here, the Craigslist killer. He was a college student and he was engaged, and he was meeting these women. Well, he basically was picking up escorts. You know, that's the proper name for prostitutes. And, you know, killing them. You know, so you have to be very selective and very careful when you venture out on these sites, you know, getting involved with Tom, Dick, and Harry. And, you know, not to say that there aren't any good success stories from these sites, because, you know, at times it's possible that you possibly can meet somebody that's genuine, that's someone who really wants to be in a relationship with the person that they meet over an internet site, and then you have the people who are just on there for whatever reason. And, you know, but I don't know if you guys know, I've mentioned it enough, I'm writing a book called The Scent of a Man, and that book is about women who think that all the good men are gone, which is not true, because there's still some good men out here, and in there it has, you know, different things about you know, being precautious of where you meet men in clubs and on the internet and, you know, just different things like that. And then just dispelling the myth of women thinking that all good men are either dead, in jail, gay, or married. None of that sounds pretty good to me, because if you're married to somebody else, and that makes you good to that person. And people who mess around with other people's husbands, that's really a no-no, you know. So I'm just, you know, writing that book, and I have some other things that I'm going to put in the book, and, you know, a few things that we're going to, you know, going to be discussing tonight as far as, like, internet, maybe success stories or internet horror stories, you know, where you've met someone and, you know, just been through hell with them or had a good relationship with them, you know. So I had an encounter at one point with a guy that was on the internet, and things worked out for a minute, but then, you know, after a while it was like, no, it's not going to work out. And this was years ago, you know, because, and then I met another guy on the internet. He lied about his weight, and I think I told that story in the last episode we had about the internet thing. But, you know, you have to be very careful with that, because they sometimes they'll say one thing, or, you know, they put somebody else's picture up or don't put a picture up at all. You know, you go through this, you go through that. So,
Yes, this is JWB.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I had a girlfriend. Well, no, she wasn't a girlfriend. She was my cousin. She met someone on one of the match websites on the computer. And the first guy she met, about three guys. The first guy she met, I think she only knew him for about a month. She moved him in her place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, within a month or two later, she was telling me, well, he has to go because he wasn't her type. He was a liar. And he told her he had this good job and come find out. She kept wondering when he was going to go to work. And he wasn't even working. So she cut him back. Then she met another and she liked this guy. She was telling me she was in love and he was the one. So she packed all her stuff up from her own place she had already had, and moved all her furniture and everything into this guy's house.
Mm-hmm.
She moved from Maryland to Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they stayed together for about 6 months. Then the guy, I guess he got tired of her. He put her out.
Mm-hmm.
In the process of him putting her out, she had all her furniture. She had all her belongings there. Let her get whatever she wanted to get, but when it came time for her to get her furniture and stuff, he wouldn't let her get her furniture. So she took him to court. She took him to court, and that's the only way she was able to get her articles back. Now, that's this other guy, and she seems to be very happy with him. I think they've been together for like 2 years now.
So this is the third guy she met on an internet site.
This is the third guy, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she's always trying to get me to go on those sites. But I'm like you just said, there's been horror stories and there's been good stories. I feel like this. I'm the old-fashioned type. If God intended for me to have a certain man, he will bless me with that man.
Amen.
And you know, people say, well, the only way you're going to meet somebody is that you go out. Well, I don't go to clubs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go to too many outings at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I meet guys, and even then, they turn out to be some doo-doo, if you get my drift. So that's my story. I'm not going on the match.com and all that and Christian
mingle.
Christian.
Yeah.
I'm not dealing with it because you know, it's bad enough to try to learn a person if you just meet them out on the street somewhere or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you think you know a person, you really don't know that person. So it's hard. And like you said, you know, they be telling you one thing when you meet them on the internet. They be telling you one thing, but they be doing another thing. They never send any pictures. You know, it's just too much to me. It's too scary for me to deal with.
But you know, Gail.
Yeah, well,
it's Terry. Sorry, Jade.
Come on, Terry.
You know, on Facebook, that's really the only social media I've been on, and I've never ever had a problem with guys. I have so many friends, guy friends on Facebook. I've only had one problem on Facebook, and that was with a female. But I think I've been on there since 2009, going in, it's always been known that I'm married, I'm happily married, and I don't even put myself out there to the point of them thinking, oh, well, maybe I could get with her. It don't even go that way.
Oh,
so
right.
I never had a problem. I have met so many guys, and these guys may be guys from when I was in grade school, and these are guys that I'm happy to meet all over again because we were grade school friends. I'm talking second, third, fourth, fifth grade. These guys are happily married with children and grandchildren. And none of us are looking for any type of relationship. It's like, oh, wow, I can't believe I found you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
So all of my
relationships
with the guys have been great. It has been like, oh, my God, I can't believe you're still around. Or, you know, do you have any kids? Do you have any grandkids? You know, that has been my experience, especially on Facebook. It has been wonderful. And like I said, it's because I never put myself out there to be something that I'm not. Now, I have three international friends, one from India, one from London, and one from Africa. And I was kind of skeptical about that. I think I was very blessed to get these three friends that I never had a problem with. I never was afraid. Actually, my one from London, from the UK, we have gotten to the point where we send each other gifts. When he goes on vacation, yes, he's gay. When he goes on vacation with his partner that he's married to for 5 years, he sends me gifts. When I go on vacation, I send him gifts. We send each other gifts. And we've even called each other. They have a thing on Facebook, a messenger thing, where you can call each other free.
Mm-hmm.
He has called me, and I have called him. And there is no pretense. There is no bullshit. There is none of that crap that people go through. Now, I've had some African people that have sent me friend requests that I will not accept. Because you can tell when they're trying to do something other than be a friend. So I don't accept them. But I do have one African friend that turned out to be on the up and up. But the others I do not accept.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some horror stories out there for other people, and I know that there are. But I have really been blessed with my friends on Facebook. Thank God.
Mm-hmm. Now, I
really thought that this show was about, and not taking anything from the person that was just speaking, I thought this show was about having relationships with those internet sites.
It's about that, but it stems off to if you've even encountered something on the internet with someone, you know, that maybe you made friends with someone that you still are friends with. Because, for instance, when MySpace, I'm quite sure you guys remember MySpace, when MySpace was in existence, I've met, you know, quite a few friends over there, and I've also met quite a few of them in person, which I am still friends with, you know, from MySpace, and I've even had a relationship with a person from MySpace that lasted, it lasted a while, you know, but due to things that were, like, beyond our control, you know, we just sort of, like, parted. And we're still good friends. We're still really good friends, you know. And I've also met people on MySpace that, you know, we're just friends, you know. But, you know, just speaking on sites where you can become friends with somebody and you actually, because I went to, when I was in Kentucky, I met people that are on my Facebook page, you know, so you can still, you know, speak of the different horror stories. Even if you have friends, you can, your friend can end up being a stalker, you know, because I'm quite sure you've seen where little girls or these people are coming to these girls' houses because they said something about them on Facebook and, you know, beating them up and, you know, doing all kind of crazy things. So that's basically what, you know, this is about. But,
yeah,
you know, go on, Jade.
Well, I don't do a lot of chit-chatting on the Internet with anybody. Now, when I'm on Facebook, I comment on the posters that's on Facebook, or I may chat with a friend or two. I find that it's good for when, you know, your longtime friends have passed. You know,
right.
I use that also, or to find out who's in the hospital. You know, I'm not used to this Internet stuff, so I like the old-fashioned way, and y'all may disagree with me, but I like meeting people face-to-face, talking.
Right,
people have
their way of doing things the way that they want to do them, and I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with meeting somebody over the Internet, because, like, there are success stories. There are stories where people have met and been married for years and years, you know. But then there are horror stories as well. And, you know, this is what we're speaking of. You were going to say something, Jade?
No, I was just going to say that there are positive and there are negative to it. So it does go both ways because you do have, I mean, that's why this show, what is it called, Fish? MTV Fish,
yeah.
Or whatever?
Yeah, Catfish.
Is out because Catfish is out because there are people who mislead you and will sit up there and steal people's images off the Internet and
mm-hmm.
act like they are them or whatever the case may be. And what happens is that energy is there. Yeah, they draw. But you know what? The only thing with your picture not being up there is that people like me who seeks the genuine friendship, even if it's, you know, I'm married, so I'm not looking for anything other than if we're networking together or
right.
We are like-minded people, then I will accept you as a friend. But if you try to get into my group or you try to request me as a friend and I don't see, because too many people that have personal group pages and their, you know, their group is for whatever the reason, and they start getting these people, they're about numbers. So they just let anybody come into that group.
Right.
And before you know it, that group is out of hand, or what they end up getting reports from members in the group saying, hey, this person is stalking me, or this is going on, or whatever, and I keep getting inbox from this crazy person, and you didn't take the time to look at that person's profile and kind
right.
of fish, you know, just look through it. Because sometimes you can tell that this person just created this profile or they don't have any images of themselves at all. So
yep.
If you don't have a profile picture, but you have pictures up, I'll consider putting you in a group. But if you don't have any pictures at all of yourself, I'm questioning it. If you request
yep.
me as a friend, I'm questioning it. If there's no picture of you nowhere to be found in your files of your personal page, if you don't have a profile picture up at all, and I'm looking for at least a picture to look like, you know, or some conversation going through your feed and I don't see that, then I'm like, no, this is a bogus profile. I'm not doing it. But some people will take the time to do it, and that's where the issue happens. That's where some of these, I don't want to say all the time, but I think that sometimes we can avoid certain things that happen when it comes to social media if we're careful. And some people
mm-hmm,
are just
mm-hmm.
about numbers, if that makes sense. So they're
that I should put my picture on Facebook so if something happens, people know who I am or what have you?
Here's what I'm saying, and I hope I'm clear. I'm saying, let's say that you request me as a friend, and you may know me from school, or you may, or it may be that you know me through a friend or something, or you see me, I'm affiliated with Miss Delicious. And so you're like, okay, well, I've talked to her before, and all of a sudden your name pops up, and I'm like, I'm not sure who you are. Because I don't socialize with you like that on a personal level, even on social media. And I don't see your picture on that profile. I'm going to second guess it, and I'm going to be cautious. So that's the issue, is that when you are genuine, if you're genuine when you're requesting friends, because some people are not. Some people just have bogus sites up. And so that causes a person to be cautious, but some people aren't. Some people are just a flyby, just hitting that approval button. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
I think that sometimes people, if people know you, they will go by your name. Oh, that's Joyce Webb.
Necessarily, because some people can. Let me just tell you, if you look up Jade Bryan. That's why I added my maiden name as well as my married name. Because if you just look up Jade Bryan, it is crazy how many people are up there. I've had people call me or inbox me and say, okay, so-and-so is looking for you or whatever, and they're emailing me. And they're like, do you look like this or is this you? Do you have this kind of business? And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's me. You got the right person. Okay, just checking, because there's so many Jade Bryans out there. So
yep.
So that becomes the issue also, is that is your name very well known, that so many people had, like Michael Jackson or Michael Johnson or, you know what I'm saying, Keith Smith.
Yeah.
So that becomes the issue.
In
addition, I just want to throw out, and I'm sorry, I hope I'm not, like, I don't want to seem like I'm taking over. This was on my mind
darling.
I was talking. Also,
go on.
I do want to throw out that I do have two friends who have had successful relationships. One of them was married to her husband for 13 years, and she has three kids by him. But, you know, they just recently got a divorce just because of differences and you know, unfortunate circumstances. But they were okay. And they worked out back when AOL was out, when the AOL chat room was up. And people were chatting on AOL.
I remember AOL.
Yeah, that's how they met. So it was before MySpace when they met up. And so they were together. They had been together for 13 to maybe 15 years, I want to say. And
wow.
And then another friend, she met, and it was something, I mean, oh, my gosh, I cannot remember the name of the chat room, but it was something like AOL. And it came out a little bit after AOL. She met him on there, but this particular site was connected with like some phone number you could call, and you could connect with the person, and y'all just push a button, and then all of a sudden y'all could talk personally. So you weren't like that person didn't have your personal number, and you didn't have, and they didn't have yours. You just called this number, this toll free number, and you put whatever your code is. And that's how
mm-hmm.
they started to talk and get to know each other. So there were different ways around it. But, again, you just have to watch how some people are doing things. Because, I don't know, I watched one of those law, whatever it's called, that's true crimes or something like that. And a lady actually acted like she was her daughter for whatever the reason was.
Right.
It was
what?
It really was innocent at first. That she was talking to some guy who I guess was around her daughter's age, and she kind of fell for him. So she just kept the momentum going. Originally, she was responding through a chat that her daughter had made to somebody else, and this guy saw like her profile and had responded and was like, "Hey, how are you? I want to get to know you." So the mother started talking to him, kind of like trying to get this guy, like, okay, he looks like he would be a perfect fit for my daughter. But then all of a sudden she became attracted to him, and she started sending all kinds of pictures of her daughter to him. Now, what later ended up happening was, I don't know, some type of way the mother, portraying that she's her daughter, she found out that the guy who was she was talking to two different guys. One of the guys was older, was actually her age, was her true age. And she was like, you know, this is a betrayal, blah, blah, blah. I can't believe it. And so she left that guy alone. Now, the younger guy who she's attracted to, because she's like all into their conversation, she's engulfed in that energy, that apparently those two guys were like affiliated. They knew each other some kind of way. And the older guy was like, you're going to stay away from her. And the guy was like, the younger guy was like, you know what, you're crazy. You're old. And you know, he's saying all these kind of things and kind of taunting him, like, you're trying to mess with this young girl, and I love her, and we're going to be together. And so the older guy killed him. So later on when the police comes to the door, the mother innocently does not know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know that these guys have killed each other over the passion that she had, this borderline passion that she had for both of them, but left one of them alone. And they're looking for her daughter, so she's like, what's going on? And the daughter's like, I have no idea. So after they sit, they talk to the mother's like, oh, my God, this is my fault. And then she explains what she did. And that's when the story kind of unraveled, that not only was she kind of doing the what is it called, catfish thing, but the older man was too, who actually killed, thinking that he was killing for a younger woman, someone that he thought was, you know, wanting to be with him at one point, but then decided, when I found out how old you are, oh, no. You know what I'm saying? But it was really the mother. So people do some really weird and crazy stuff, but I think that what it is that they're looking at their age, and they're getting older, and they're like, you know, if only I was younger. Some people are sending pictures of when they were young. They're sending pictures of them back in the day, not their current picture, so this person falls for them. And it's just crazy. Or they'll actually find another person's picture online and start creating this facade of this profile. And start becoming this different person. But I will say this, relationships has become so popular nowadays that they actually have a game that people are getting addicted to. And this game is created to create a different lifestyle for yourself, and people are becoming addicted to it. They can be married to whomever they want on there. It's almost like that, I can't remember the name of it, is Sam's or whatever, Sam Family or something like that. But they actually have a cyber lifestyle that you can actually play, and you create this person that you want to be that you may not be in real life. And that's affecting people's lifestyles as well.
Wow. Yeah, the internet is a good story, but a cruel master. And like
yes,
I said,
Yes, it is.
Yes, I had this show back in 2013, and a young man had called in, and he said he had met his then wife that he was married to for 14 years. But guess what? They got divorced after 14 years because she was on Facebook flirting around with two men, and he found it out and, you know, questioned about it. Then she lied about it. So, you know, I guess, you know, she went back to whatever it was. I don't know if she had contacted him first or how it went, but they did meet on a chat line or whatever, and we're married for 14 years. You know, like I said, there are some good stories, good success stories behind it, and I'm not trying to tell anybody not to, you know, because if that's your thing, that's your thing. You know, because everybody has their own way of meeting people and doing what they do. But my thing is just be cautious, because there can be repercussions and there can be things that happen to you that you never expected to happen, that you didn't see coming. And then, you know, the next, you know, you're in a stupor.
Well, in addition to that, when you're meeting someone, I always think that, I always believe that if you're meeting someone and you're meeting them in person, but you've met them online, and now you're taking the next step of really getting to know that person. You're like, okay, let's go out on a date or whatever. I always think that you should double date. I always think that someone should be, you should have like that safe haven, that partner with you. Hey, I'm going out. In addition to that, a lot of these women are trying to be so self-independent. They don't take the time to call people and say, I'm going out. This is who I'm going to go out with. I don't know much about this person, but here's their number. Here's their information. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, just
right.
That what if, and living off of that what if. We don't want to live off of that what if this happens to me or whatever, because we want to feel like, hey, I don't want to put that out into the universe. But at the same time, be realistic. You do not know this person. So have a friend go with you and tell
right.
them. They'd be like, well, I'm trying to get to know you. Okay, that's fine. But guess what? I don't know you. We have never
right.
met.
Right.
So let my friend come with you. Bring a friend if you want, however the case may be. And let's just double date or do, you know what I'm saying? We can go off and sit at another table or something, but I just want my friend with me. So
that's right.
There are some things that you should do, including letting family members and people know who this person, print out a picture. If I thought, you know, our energy is so well, I want to get to know you. We're doing good. You know, we've had some hours on the phone, like talking for 2 or 3 hours on the phone at a time, and now we're getting ready to date. I'm going to print his picture out, and I'm going to send it to my sister or somebody and say, listen, I'm getting ready to go out on a date, girl, but I don't know this man could be on America's Most Wanted or something. Let me get, you know, for
and you know what?
Come back home.
That is true,
so
because
true.
I remember when I was in a long-distance relationship with a guy in New York, and I was going up one weekend because he would come up there, and I would go up there, and he would come down here. So I was telling my daughter, you know, she said, well, yes, I'm going. She said, you going to New York? I said, well, I have a friend in New York. Mom, what's his name? What's his address? His phone number, this, that. I had to give her everything about this person, you know. And I really felt safe, you know, being around him because, you know, nothing ever really happened. You know, I mean, we were really good. But, you know, just like you had mentioned, Jade, it is a good thing if you let someone else know, because I'm quite sure if maybe these girls who have went off with these guys, you know, call themselves sneaking off, or, you know, these girls sneaking out in the middle of the night to meet somebody up at the McDonald's, if they had told somebody they were going there, maybe they would have came home that night, or even they would have a lead on finding out who had did ever what they did to them, you know, killing them or selling them to the black market. You don't know what, you know, a person is up to, and it is kind of good that you do. So, but if you have the intuition and you feel they're safe with this person, you know, maybe you can do that. But sometimes if you get the littlest inkling, I don't know if this is right, go with that. Go with that. Because I'm telling you, your first thoughts, you have to go by that. That's that little voice that God gave us to listen to. You know, they say, I heard God say this. No, that's that little voice that God gave you to listen to. You know, because I've done things like, for instance, this is a little off the topic, but when I be driving somewhere, I said, well, I'm going to take this route. There's something in the back of my head that's saying, don't go that way, Gail. I go that way and regret
that's
it
right.
every time. So if you hear that little voice telling you, tell your people who this guy is, let them know. Let them know.
I had an experience this summer like that. Now, I had been talking to this guy for maybe about 3 months, and you couldn't tell me that this brother was not a child of God. But so I finally went on a date with him. And when I did, I invited him to this white party I was going to, and he met me at the white party. And, you know, after having a little few drinks, I said, well, you know, we've been talking. I'm going to go ahead and hang out with him. So we proceeded to go to his house, which I don't, that's a no-no to me. Even though I had talked to him for 90 days and I felt like I knew him. Like I say, you don't know a person. You could be talking to a person or think you know a person for months. So I get to the guy's house. He was nice. He was a gentleman. And I had a little bit too much to drink, which I didn't think I had too much. I just wanted to just go to sleep before I start driving back home. So when I wake up, I was woken up by him taking my clothes off.
Oh, my goodness.
We're supposed to be just having a nice little time looking at movies, you know, chilling. And I'm not talking about the chilling. I'm not talking about the chilling that the young people talk about, because when they say chill today, when they say chilling today, they talking about, you know, getting it on. So I wasn't talking about that. So I just went berserk, and I told him, I said, if you don't get up off me, the whole neighborhood will hear me. He said, okay, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Honey, I left that guy's house so fast. But that kind of damaged me.
Mm.
And I agree with your co-host. I agree what she was saying. Let people know who you're out with. Let people know where you're going. Let people know what time you're expecting them back. And then, as I think about it, the guy told me his name was Joe Nelson or something like that. So I went on the net to look up Joe Nelson. And I said, you sure your name's not Joseph Nelson? I say, because normally when people use Joe, it's Joseph or it's really something. It's not just plain old Joe.
Right.
But after my encounter with what happened with him, I couldn't find nothing on the internet with him. And so that kind of just turned me away from I'm at the point now, I don't even want to date.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to date. And like your co-host said, if I date, it's going to be a double date or something like that. So I have to agree with you on that, and I guess I needed to hear that again.
Mm. So, wow. Well, we're going to take
a quick...
Pardon?
Experience. And then the thing about that, I haven't dated in 7 years. My husband passed about 7 years ago. So I wasn't ready to get out there and start dating. So he knew the right words to say.
They all know the right words, believe me. They all know the right words. You know, that's a problem right there.
That was my mistake to tell him I hadn't dated in 7 years.
Oh, yeah.
That was a mistake. You know, you got to be careful what you tell people, because they will use that to think that you are weak or something. You understand what I'm saying? They're using it. I'll put it like that.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I have an email that was sent to me by a fan that I'm going to read. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Bringing Sexy Back, right here on Delicious Talk Radio. There is no religion or politics spoken here, only delicious adult conversation. Audience participation is encouraged, so log in and create an account to engage in conversation in our chat room. Feel free to call in with your questions and comments at 646-652-2877. That's 646-652-2877. And let's get this delicious talk conversation going.
Music.
will make it work.
If she thinks that she can take you from me, she got to be crazy, 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 crazy
Hi, welcome back. This is Delicious Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gail Delicious Johnson, here with my co-hosts, Jade, Joyce, and Terry. Tonight's topic is, are internet relationships fulfilling and long-lasting? If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. The call-in number is 646-652-2877. Again, the call-in number is 652-2877. I say that number so much, I forget it. And that artist was, that the title of that song was Foolish Fool, and I think that was by Dee Dee Warwick.
Mm-hmm.
Is that who it was by, Terry?
That sounded like Gladys Knight.
No, it wasn't Gladys Knight. I know it wasn't Gladys Knight. I think it was Dee Dee Warwick.
I believe it was Dee Dee Warwick. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Now, as I promised before we went on break, I did receive an email from a fan, and I'm going to read it to you guys. Miss Delicious, I'm a big fan of yours, and I listened to the show in 2013. In spite of all the statistics and listening to your stories and the gentleman's story who called in, the advice your co-host gave, I ventured out and found a friend on a chat line. We had a lot in common, and we would talk for hours and hours. I emailed him a picture of myself. He complimented me royally. When I asked him to send me a picture, he always had an excuse. Needless to say, I let it slide. He gave me a description of himself, and I accepted it. After all, we had so much going on until his looks didn't matter to me. We were in a whirlwind relationship to the point I felt love for him. He confessed he felt the same for me. We've had our ups and downs in that relationship, but managed to always patch things up and kept it moving. Mind you, we were in the relationship for 8 months. Every time we were supposed to meet, something would come up on his behalf. I stopped accepting his phone calls, his texts, and voice messages. I gave in after he promised we were going to meet on Thanksgiving of last year. I told him if we did not meet this time, it would break my heart. Guess what? That Negro broke my heart. I sent him a long email and told him it was over and there was no need for a reply unless he sent a picture of himself. Mind you, this Negro was still playing games. When he texted me and asked me, did I get the picture he sent to an email address he made up? Every email I ever sent him came from the same email address every time. What I couldn't understand is why he didn't just attach the picture to the email I sent him. Oh, I knew why. Because he never sent the picture. I felt foolish for letting my emotions take control. But, Ms. Delicious, all is not lost. I've learned a valuable lesson. If you can't see it, leave it alone. In a way, I'm glad things worked out the way they did, because if someone is in a phantom relationship and is going through what I went through, hopefully they will see the light and move on. Once a phantom, always a phantom. I met a guy in February of 2015 at an event. We're getting married in December. Thanks for sharing my story, a fan, Miss Butterfly. And I do remember Miss Butterfly. She's really a sweet person, but sorry about that, Miss Butterfly, but happy that, you know, you found somebody, girl, and are getting married.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't meet him at, she met him at an event. And that's something else. You know, you can meet good men at practically you know, different places where good men go. And I really don't, I discourage going meeting men in clubs and, you know, just because clubs, they're basically, everybody's there trying to pick up somebody. And then when
like
you get drunk.
You, Gail. Right. I met my husband at a job. We was both working.
Right. I mean, there are places. Right. You can meet him at. That's because. Yeah, I've met quite a few, you know, guys, you know, not that we were in relationships, but, you know, good guys at different events or at flea markets. I love going to flea markets.
I love them. Flea markets. I love
flea
them.
Markets, you know, poetry events. You know, it's just so many different places that you can go and really meet good men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now if you want to meet a man in a club and, you know, if y'all make it, that's all good. But I haven't heard any too many success stories about somebody hooking up with somebody in a club. Because generally, when they hook up with somebody in
a
club.
I met my husband in the club.
Well, like I said, I haven't heard too many. Now, there's like there's always there's success stories. But like I said, I would not encourage anybody to meet somebody at a club. Now that was one. That's good that you had success. You know, meeting your husband at a club, and things worked out. But how many other women are meeting men at the club and finding out later on that they're married,
mm-hmm.
or that they're in a relationship with another man? You know, because that happens too. You got men out here that are married, have and are in a relationship with men, and still out prowling the bars looking for women.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, get out of here.
Yes.
My second husband. Mm.
Yes. So, you know, you have to be very cautious. And they always say how these gay men go to these straight bars and pick up straight men. No, they're not picking up straight men. They're picking up men who engage in those type of activities because a straight man is not going to lay down with another man.
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
Hallelujah.
You know, but here they go. Well, I cruise the straight bars, and I be picking up straight men. No, you're not, Donna. You're just picking up a man who's in a bar with other men who are straight, but his agenda is different. You know, because they call it the down low.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's you just have to be very careful. And Miss Butterfly, if you're out there listening, darling, please call in.
great story.
Yeah, Christine, yeah. But, you know, getting back to this internet stuff, I can only say that, you know, if that's your thing and you know, you're getting something out of it, then, you know, do that or whatever it is that you do. But be cautious. If you're meeting somebody off the internet, make sure you meet them in a public place around a lot of people. Or like Jay said, take someone with you when you're going out on a date with them. You know, and
thank you, Jay.
Right. And then as far as like going to their home, now you use your own discretion as far as that's concerned. But, you know, you have to also, if that little voice comes up and tell you, don't do it, don't do it. You know, because I would really hate to read in the paper where something happened to a loved one of mine or someone that I knew who had went out on a date with somebody they met on the internet or someone they met on a chat line or someone they met in a club or, you know, because you had people, and nowadays people don't really love people like they used to love people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's more people are using people and loving things. Instead of using things and loving people.
Yeah.
So you have to be, you have to be very precautious of that. And when people are on these social sites who don't want to be seen, you know, but are making a lot of noise, and you know, like the ones who don't put up pictures or put up fake pictures and things like that, and just hide behind a computer.
Mm-hmm.
There's something seriously, either they're suffering mentally or it's low self-esteem or have a lack of confidence.
I said I beg your pardon. Okay.
You beg my pardon?
Yeah, y'all convinced me to put my picture up.
No. I'm just saying. Because, I mean, you don't have any type of motive, I mean, for whatever it is that you just probably, I don't know what you didn't want to. But I'm just speaking of if a person is trying to establish a relationship with somebody and they're not showing themselves, you know, you never saw a picture of them or anything like that. That brings the question, what's the problem? You know, it makes me think that something isn't right. You know, are you suffering from a mental illness or low self-esteem or lack of confidence? It's something that's going on because I'm not afraid to put my picture out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if someone wants a picture of me, they can have it. You know, because number one, I'm not trying to hide.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people know already that I am a full-figured woman. Yes, I am. But I don't have any reason to hide from anybody. And I've had people to, and I'm going to tell you this story really quick, and then we're going to wrap this show up. I was on this chat line, this was years ago, and I had, me and this guy, we had talked, you know, back and forth. So finally, we were supposed to meet up. And I mean, every time that we were supposed to meet up, something would come up. So finally, I just told him, I said, well, you know what? We don't really have to meet. You know, and I just cut it off like that because every conversation that we had, it seemed like he was kind of quacky and kooky and because he was always talking about, well, I live in a some kind of living situation that he was in. That right there should have raised the red flag. But giving him the benefit of the doubt, you know, I just continued to talk with him. But sometimes you also have to read between the lines what a person is saying and, you know, how they do things, you know. So, you know, hopefully the listener audience out there has learned something tonight or, you know, if you have something to share, you do have a few minutes that you can call in and, you know, get your points across. But, you know, like I said, we're going to be closing the show down shortly. And did you ladies have anything else that you, any final thoughts or anything that you'd like to express before we close the show down?
Well, I learned a lot on this show tonight, I tell you that much.
Mm-hmm.
I just put my picture up on Facebook.
I was just going to say, the bottom line is there's a lot of people, I know that there's people who just, they want to have friends emotionally, something is going on, you know, you were talking about illnesses and different things like that. And some people, as far as the victims, there may be something that they're harboring. There may be some kind of trauma in their life. So they just abruptly approve stuff. Sometimes people innocently do it without thinking.
Right.
And they are the ones that think, oh, nothing's going to happen to me. But bottom line, don't, you know, have that caution. Don't just accept anybody just because they requested you. Look deep, try to figure out what is it. Search, the best thing that I do is I look to see who do we have in common. Do we have friends? That's immediately that I look for. If I don't see that we have a certain number of friends in common, then I'm trying to figure out how does this person know me? Are they just fishing and just, you know, wanting to just get a bunch of friends on their list or whatever?
Yeah, friend collector.
Mm-hmm. Right. And if they don't have an image, I'm not accepting you, especially if we don't have friends in common. Then I'm concerned. Because if you, like your co-host,
right.
I can't remember his name, DJ, what is his name? I'm so sorry.
No, I'm
but, yes, okay, I'm so sorry. But if you, like, let's say you requested me, but we have Miss Delicious in common, then I'm going to ask her, who's this person? Like, how do you know
right.
them?
Because
they just requested me. So I'm going to reach out to her. But a lot of times people don't take that initiative to do that. So that's just my point, is just be cautious of what you're doing. And if you decide that you're going to go out on a date with somebody that you don't know and you've never met and this is your first time meeting, double date. Do something safe.
Absolutely, Jace.
And nowhere secluded or private.
Yeah, because it takes a second for somebody to chop you up.
That's true.
Hey,
right. And people are so cruel and evil, it just behooves me of a person that would be on the internet looking for someone to kill.
They do.
You see what I'm saying? So you have to be very cautious at your selection of who you select off the internet or any social site, any chat line, or, you know, just the likes of it. Just be cautious. And, you know, like Miss Butterfly said, if you can't, what did she say? If you can't see it, leave it alone. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't see it, leave it alone. So, if you can't see it, leave it alone. And, you know, just keep it moving. But we've come to the end of another fabulous show, and I'd like to thank you, Jay, JB, and Terry, and all my listening audience for out there listening and participating in tonight's show.
Absolutely.
Jay, everybody know how they can get in touch with you, darling.
Y'all can check me out in my group page. I'm going to be cautious when I be checking y'all up. Y'all don't have no profile up. Erotic Talk Radio. So you do want to check out Erotic Talk Radio. We also have a show where the beautiful Miss Delicious is also my co-host every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's Erotic Talk Radio. So if you want to go to blogtalkradio.com/Erotic Talk Radio, and you can check us out at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursdays. And I am scoping, so for those of y'all that don't know what Periscope is, check it out. Look on your phones, look for the app, and I'm scoping on Erotic Talk Radio as well there as well. And I have a website, eroticexpressions.net, so check me out on my website as well for some juicy products. And that's it. Thank you.
All right. Hey, Terry, you'd like to let everybody know how they can get in touch with you and what you're up to, darling.
Oh, I'm not up to much right now, but you can find me on Facebook at TERRIE, New Attitude Brown /COX. You can also thank you. You can also find me on People Who Can Cook. So if you want to find some really good food, I'm talking some jam and desserts and some really good food, check out People Who Can Cook.
All right. I love new recipes.
Oh, yeah, you can find it on there, girl.
Wow, that is very intriguing. Okay, JB, you want to let everybody know how they can get in touch with you or what you've been up to, or, you know, give them a little information about you.
There's not much about me. I'm on Facebook as J.W. Bridges, and that's just about it.
Well, all right, and she was once my guest co-host back in 2011. Yeah. Okay, with that being said, you guys know who I am. I'm Gail Delicious Johnson. I'm an author, ghostwriter, poet, publisher, and soon-to-be storyteller right here on Blog Talk Radio. And I probably will start that in November, if not by the end of this month, but definitely in November, I'm going to be reading my books. And I haven't really found a title for that show yet, but be on the lookout for that. I'm going to read my very first book, What's Past Is Not Forgotten, and when I finish that, I'm going to read the sequel. Then after that, might get a book of delicious erotic short stories. I'm not going to read Back to Zero, because that's still, you know, selling very well, so I won't be reading that. But if you want to purchase that book or any of my books, feel free to go to my website, which is jjpublishing.com, and I will ship you out an autographed copy or copies of any of my books. I'm on LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook at Gail Delicious Johnson, and my fan page is JJ Publishing. Or you can just Google Gail Delicious Johnson, you can get a wealth of information on me like that. Okay, remember, if you drink and drive, don't drive and drink. I like talking to you guys, not about you. And, oh, and I also like to mention I'd be over on Jay's show, as she mentioned, every Thursday at 9 p.m. So never look down on a man unless you're helping him up. Spread love and give love. Love you guys. Have a wonderful weekend. And good night, and thank you, Jay. Thank
good
you,
night,
Terry.
Jill.
Thank you, Joyce.
You're welcome.
Everybody have a wonderful weekend. Oh, and next week's show is going to be really good. It's going to be really good. I'm going to have a gentleman on who was locked up, and he escaped and was on the run for 10 years. And
wow.
He did some amazing things within those 10 years that he was locked up, and he's no longer locked up, but he has a story to tell. So
he
that's
should be on. I almost got away with it. All right, I'm sorry.
But, you know,
no,
he was
no,
telling
no,
me.
No.
Right, but he was telling me the story, and I was intrigued by it. You know, I really wished I could have had him on tonight, but he's going to be here next week, the 21st. So if you have any questions or anything, like, you know, get all your questions together. But it was really intriguing what he was telling me. So that's next week on the 21st. And, So, all right, guys, love you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah.
Tomorrow
night,
Jay.
You
have a
nice
night.
Nice weekend.
Thank
you all
for your support.
Good night.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to my Nana's Internet Radio Show, because it's the best. Good night.